And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is back from Sitka and with wild tales that we'll be telling this hour for sure. And speaking of wild tales, we have the wild tale himself. Captain Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna, the Wicked Pissa himself. Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim Sunglasses is here. It's a rare visit to get these great guys in the studio, and there's a reason for it, because tonight's the big event, the beginning of Tuna Wars 5, 4 o'clock at Dana Landing. There's still tickets available. Go to rollokids.org. Buy tickets, just $30. Lots of food, lots of drink included, and amazing prizes, too. So you don't want to miss this event right at Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld.
I can't wait. And I'm telling you, like, I'm you know, Dallas and I are going to do the live auction. I'm planning on setting some records.
So okay.
Bring your wallet.
You better.
Like I said, ante up, boys. It's on.
Live auctions.
Yeah.
Surprises.
We got some pretty mega ones, including Rosie talking about that great trip to Sagero Sport Fishing. So we're going to be live raffling off a bunch of
Larry
prizes.
Larry Holt, Rollo custom-built rod. TV Metal Arts, handmade yellowfin tuna, 7-day trip on the Royal Polaris.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice prize.
Tuna Wars rod, 3-day guided Mexico turkey hunt.
Gosh,
you might want to bid on that.
I might ignore some of the bids out there. I don't know what's wrong, guys. It only went for $100.
An Engel mystery cooler loaded with all kinds of stuff, and a five-night stay at a 3-bedroom condo at Timbers Resort in Kauai, including fishing.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's just kind of a partial list there of some of the live auction items. And that doesn't include the silent auction items.
Wow, we're moving up in the world here.
Oh, I'm telling you.
This is great.
What?
It's going to be a great.
That's
it's
wonderful.
Gonna,
and you know what's
a lot
fun,
of money.
Too, Paul, is the banter that we go back and forth when we have the captains from the Tribute. I know Eric's going to be there from Tomahawk. And then, of course, Tara will be there from the Liberty.
Good.
Those are the two boats involved. Dave Marciano will be there, and you'll be there. And then the smack talk starts.
You can count on me.
Oh, it started. I'm telling you, it started yesterday already.
Good.
Yeah, because Eric said they're going to win. And with you, it's a sure thing.
I don't see how you couldn't.
Yeah? You on that?
Because
Marciano won last year. That's not fair.
Oh, he got lucky.
Yeah.
He got lucky because the mate helped the lady fight the fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, okay.
You always got to have an excuse,
yeah,
right?
You gotta, yeah,
why the other guy won?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Blame it on the moon.
Right, right?
Yeah, so...
It's all good because at the end of the day, the winners are all of us.
Yeah.
You know?
Taking kids
and
fishing.
It's for the kids.
Yeah.
Everything we do is, at the end of the day, I know some people on the boat I was with wasn't happy because they didn't include that OPA. I get it.
It's a tuna tournament.
I understand.
It's about
it
tuna.
All got misconceived by, you know, this, that, and the other thing. But at the end of the day, this
fishing.
Is a charity event for little kids.
Yes.
Okay.
To take kids fishing.
That's what this is all about.
And that's why you guys
let's all enjoy it and work together and help this.
Yeah. Are you going fishing, Mikey?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be on the boat with them.
I will be on the boat.
Are you going to fish?
Okay, maybe you do got your work cut out for you then, Paul.
Yeah.
I was unaware. I figured Mikey was on the beach. So if you got Mikey on the boat, you're going to have to work a little extra hard. I didn't realize that was the case. But, you know, you still got a shot.
Yeah, indeed. But we're giving away a great, Paul's favorite pair of Maui Jim sunglasses today, right?
How cool is that? Yeah, exactly. Paul's favorite pair, which again is that Barrier Reef, a fantastic pair of Maui Jims in his favorite, that bronze HCL lens. A pair of glasses is going to fit you for any fishing condition. We're excited to give that away at the end of the show. And if you want to get your chance to talk to Captain Paul and your chance to be on Let's Talk Hookup this morning for your shot at those great glasses, 833-288-0973. That's the number to get you through to the fan.
Now let's talk about Ricky. Your deckhand.
Ricky Bobby?
Ricky Bobby. Man, you give that guy a hard time.
Oh, he's the greatest.
Yeah. Boy,
really?
That guy has the patience. Like,
oh, man.
Man, I would have thrown you overboard so many times.
He's so nice. He really is. But the thing is, with Ricky, you gotta explain to him every day the same thing.
Okay. A little thick?
This is how you untie it. I think he just gets so nervous. He wants to do five things at once, but he spins in circles.
Right.
When you tell him, all right, get the gaff.
Too much going
on. And
I
told him where it was. I even showed him the gaff is right here while we're fighting the pitch. And then when it's time to get the gaff, he's running up the bow, and he's like, he just gets so nervous.
Yeah.
And when we first started doing the show, when I first got Ricky, when we were fighting fish, I'm like, Ricky, what's the fish doing? He wouldn't talk. I'm like, Rick, I had to, yeah. He said he got all nutted up. He's like, I don't know what happens. I can't talk again. I go,
because the camera's in his face?
Well, no, because he's like a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
I'm at the wheel, and I'm looking through him to see where the fish is.
Yeah. Sure.
Like,
with
when they're straight
doing
up and down, that's where they could go under the boat, yeah, where .com broke one off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut one off. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Especially on camera. Never did it before.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to do it.
Careful.
For the first
time. Yeah.
So you need to tell me, bump it ahead. You know, the fish is going under the boat, bump it ahead.
Yeah.
But he can't talk. He's so nutted up. It's so funny. But he is the nicest.
Seems like a super nice,
hardworking,
guy. Yeah,
greatest guy.
Tolerant.
In the world. Extremely tolerant.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Good.
No, he seems like you guys make
but
a nice team.
When we have to do a scene, like, they'll be like, all right, next fish, we need to amp this up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, here's for instance. When we first started doing the show, when I was with .com, first time out, we went out, we hooked up. And it was Sandro, myself, and Dave Carrero. We're fighting the fish. And the camera guy goes, what's going on? Oh, nothing. The fish is just taking some line. Well, where is he? How big do you think he is? Oh, I don't know. We ain't going to know till we see him.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, stop. He put the camera down. He goes, okay, guys, listen. This is fine for you and you guys fishing, but we're making a TV show. Let's have some energy here. And that's where we learned how to go.
It's a loop.
We're going to die. Oh, my God. Ricky, back up. Get the hell out of here. You know, that's what the scenes are.
Otherwise, it'd be boring.
Otherwise, you'd be just sitting there watching me go to sleep all day.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, just another guy reeling in.
Right. So, to me, when watching the show, probably one of the funnest things that you do is harpooning that fish.
Oh, man.
Is that fun? Is that is that pretty cool?
It's an extended, it's like having another line in a fish.
Yeah.
Like, you get guys on these long-range boats that fight fish for 2-3 hours.
Sure.
And then lose them.
Yeah.
And they've seen the fish for a half hour circling.
The fish is right there.
Like, I would have stuck it 500 times.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I would have had it.
How it's deep that extra can the fish be and you can still stick
30 them. Feet.
30? No. You can stick them at 30 feet?
Yeah, the harpoon's 10 feet.
Yeah.
And they're just laying there on their side. We call it a barn door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it a talent to throw that harpoon?
Well, I've seen a lot of people hit the line.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And then boom, right?
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be accurate.
Yeah, you got to practice a little bit. Yeah.
Do you lose, anything from the value of the fish where that harpoon hits them? I mean, if you don't hit him in the head and it hits him in the side, does that negatively affect your payday?
If you get him in the belly, mm-hmm, it could. Because you got to remember, it's a big hole.
Sure.
You know. So it does affect it a little bit.
Well, speaking of eating, let's go eating with Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning. Good morning to you guys and all the fishermen out there. And what a great show. I love Wicked Tuna. Oh, boy. And speaking of tuna, on my last recipe, I showed everyone how to make tuna jerky. And I got a lot of great response, but I had a lot of friends of mine call me up and say, you know, it looks like a great recipe, but I don't have a smoker. So this week I put out a yellowtail jerky recipe that does not require a smoker, but believe me, it's the real deal. It has got all the flavors of smoke because the magic happens from a little bottle called Liquid Smoke. Did you guys know that Liquid Smoke is actually made from smoke that's condensed from real wood?
No, I didn't know that.
Absolutely. And what's really cool about liquid smoke is not only is it so versatile, but it comes in all kinds of flavors. Apple, cherry, hickory, mesquite. So I show you on this new video how to use liquid smoke in your kitchen and create yellowtail smoked jerky.
Wow. Fisherman'sBelly.com. You can see that video and see his recipe. We'll have it up on our Angler's Table on letstalkhookup.com very soon. Yanni, once again, great idea, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show today.
See you, Yanni.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, a couple great trips to talk about. Islander has spots available on a day-and-a-half trip that leaves tomorrow night.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow. Timing?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect,
especially
weather.
On a ride like that.
And then also they'll be out competing with the Wicked Tuna guys out there. You can go see, you know, go up there and steal their fish and stuff. But yeah. But also an Islander, all stateroom accommodation.
Oh, fantastic food.
Food's all included. It's only $395.
That's a really good
for
deal.
For a day and a half trip. You could book it at fishermanslanding.com at islander-sportfishing.com. But jump on it. Just a few spots left tomorrow night. June 24th, day-and-a-half trip on the Islander. Also, our Let's Talk Hookup day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher, July 9th, has spots available. It's sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Everybody's going to get Gamakatsu Hooks on it, as well as a lot of other great swag that we're going to be giving away on the trip there. So July 9th, day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher. You can book that at searchersportfishing.com. Jump on it. It's going to be a great trip and hosted by Dr. Bob Blum, the IGFA expert himself.
That's cool.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we jump into the phones and talk to Mo? He's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm close to Vista, but I'm heading to Yosemite.
Nice.
I was wondering about this raffle tickets you're talking about. Can you buy them if you're not there and win prizes if
nope.
You're not there?
Must be present nope. Tonight. Yeah, you got to be present tonight. The live auction, the silent auction, and the raffle, which is huge. And then also the opportunity to just walk away with pairs of Maui Jim sunglasses and rods and all kinds of stuff. You got to be there, Mo.
Okay, sorry.
All right, catch you on the next one, buddy. Next time. All right, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we continue on with our phone calls and talk to Mike? He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice. Hey, my question is
about the Maui Jim sunglasses. Are there different sizes or styles that fit over my prescription glasses? And can you get string to hold them on so they don't fall over the side of the boat?
Fit overs.
Yeah. The wires.
Yeah, we make prescription glasses, so we don't recommend our glasses to be put over a prescription pair. I know what you're about. Like Rick just said, Fit Overs is a company that makes glasses that are designed to go over that.
Over regular glasses.
Yeah, I'm not saying that people don't do it, but yeah. our Fit Overs would be pretty pricey compared to Fit Overs. The quality of optics just isn't there when you put that double lens there. But there's tons of lanyards, cables. Cables is a company that makes a really good lanyard. We have
cables.
One that's made for us.
Maui Jim cables.
Yeah.
Lightweight. Those are easy. Yeah, lightweight. They're flexible. Hope that helps you out, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that said, let's find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook that was light enough to fish live bait for your baits to be able to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin tuna. The answer? The new Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available. It's got a solid ring or in a standard with or without the ring. You can get it right now at selected tackle shops and be ready to get in on the hot bite. That is such a good hook for what we're doing right now. That is the perfect thing to be fishing and available in a small enough size to fish that small bait but still handle a 100-pounder. It's an awesome hook. Check it out, the new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, welcome back, Rick.
Good to be back, buddy.
Paul, how are you, Paul?
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, buddy. Hey, we're over here at Catalina today trying to catch a yellowtail. I'm out here with Ben from Promar on his beautiful skipjack, and we're just sitting here on the front side of the island. It's beautiful, flat, glassy, and a few yellows boiling around. We lost a couple already this morning, so Catalina went off yesterday for a few boats. There was quite a few yellowtail caught over here. The traffic's pretty insane, as you would imagine on a weekend, but there was some yellows to be caught over here. The bass fishing's absolutely insane. They're in the spawning mode right now, so it's a bass, a bait if you want a bass. It's pretty wide open. The live squid, they got squid down at Avalon if you guys need to get some squid. The carnage has got bait right there in front of Avalon, and then look at what's going on down below. Paul, you got here just in time, that bluefin. The airplane made a picture yesterday or the day before. Absolutely unbelievable amount of fish. You might even catch one down there. It's pretty insane right now. So you guys timed it perfect. And that's all I got to say is that the fishing is insane right now. Bass fishing on the beach. They're in that spawn mode on the beach. They just dropped off a full load of anchovies at Dana Orr Sport Fishing. So go get some chovies, go catch some bass, go down below, catch a bluefin, go to the island, catch the yellowtail. You just kind of get throw a dart at the
line. Lots of different buddy. Options. That's and, sweet. Of course, fishdope.com has all the answers, where to go, what to do. Hook up now is a $20 code to get $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Lowercase, no space. Hook up now, and I would imagine, don't they have, they're not going to publish the results later on the Yellowtail shootout, right?
I'm sure.
Nobody knows yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they get finished up probably
yesterday,
Yeah, finished up in the afternoon.
Yeah,
I know
for
Big
sure.
Sale
so
Dale,
I'm sure they'll have that.
I know Big Sale Dale was sending me text messages. He was in it at the very, you know, early on, like when we had just gotten off the plane, he was in first place, and then
really?
I know he got knocked
how
down.
Big?
I know he got knocked down at least one spot, so, but I don't know how they, I don't know how it finished up, but I know they had. I know their big fish was a 21 pounder, but I think it's based on a limit of three. So yeah, I'm not sure how it ended up, but I'm sure we'll be able to get some info from somebody shortly.
Yeah, where
Pretty
do you
cool.
think that fish came from, Captain Dave?
You know, there was some big fish caught yesterday morning at Clemente.
Yeah,
and I know a couple of the sport boats had really good afternoon over there. So I'll bet you the winning fish combination comes from Clemente there in the cove over at Pyramid. The fishing was pretty good, and there's a lot of squid there, Pete.
All right.
How big are the squid here? How big?
Small, market size, like this. Like six,
still
six
inch? Inch?
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
live bait.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
So
I'm
good.
Telling
candy
you. Bait, we call it. Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Yeah. Fish like to eat that. Right,
get a
Paul?
Tank, get a tank full of those, and bring those outside and drift them.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Dave. Well, how do we find you?
Guys, go check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com and Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever I'm on. If I catch a tomcod, I post it. You know that.
That's it. All right, Captain Dave. Have enjoy Catalina. Sounds like a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
I appreciate the call this morning. All right. Very good. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines. If you've been trying to get through, 833-288-0973. All the lines are full. And when you call and the lines are full, you're going to get a ringtone. Just ring, 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 ring. It's not that Adam is ignoring you. It's that's how our queue works. So
yep.
You'll just be in the queue, and the next one that opens up, you'll be in.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to worry about dialing back in 100 times, waiting for the one guy to drop off. Just call when you're ready, put the phone on speaker, hang out, listen to Paul Hebert talk some good fishing, and then when your time comes up, your call will shoot right into place. Pretty darn cool. Well, those phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Mitch calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I got a question for Paul. I watch the show every weekend. As a matter of fact, on tonight. How long does it take to land a 400-pound tuna on your boat versus out here where they take 4 hours to catch a 200-pound tuna?
Well, first of all, we use 200-pound tests.
200-pound.
And we use...
You use fluorocarbon?
We do. We use 180-pound test leader.
Yeah.
Everything we have is bigger. It's like using a winch.
Yeah.
Kind of compared
Big
to
reels.
You guys. True. You guys are stand-up, you know, light tackle.
Right.
And we're Neanderthals, like in the rod hole that does all the work. And the reels. Everything's, bigger. What we use, you know, it's like a winch. So we can catch them in 20 minutes, you know, being 600-800 pounds, we can catch them in 10 hours. It depends on
how stubborn the fish is.
How stubborn the fish is.
What fish takes 10 hours on that kind of tackle?
I've had a 700 pounder.
Yeah.
Take 10 hours.
Hours?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just happy we didn't lose them.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you probably had a 700 pounder come in 15 minutes.
I caught one by myself 3 years ago. It was 7.5 hours. I actually took a nap while I was fighting it. I called everybody on the radio and said, I'm going for a nap. I'm not pulled overboard. I was by myself. Yeah. I was wiped out.
Just left it in the rod holder?
Just left it in the rod holder.
It's either
going
to go away or you're going to get it.
I was on him for 3.5 hours. Yeah. The hook's in there.
Yeah.
So I just went and took a nap. I was exhausted. I was tired from the ride out, anchoring, jigging baits, getting everything ready, and then to fight a fish to get him out of the fleet by myself. I put the rod up near the midship wheel, the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
So, and I drove him out of the fleet, fought him for an hour, and went to bed.
Yeah, so funny. And woke up and he's still there.
I woke up, he was still on.
How long
was
your nap?
I actually, hour and a half.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Swear to God, on my daughter's life, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. So what's your average size fish?
Right now, I would say 90-inch, 100-inch.
Which is how big?
Which is 400 pounds, 500 pounds.
Or 500 pounds.
Right now, we're catching all 100-inch fish.
Yeah.
Back home, all the harpoon boats are getting all 100-inch fish.
Yeah.
105.
Wow. And how big is that fish?
600-700.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They're dressing 400 or 500.
Yeah, 400 or 500. And where that fish is in Tokyo's market or Japan market?
Depends.
Or where does it go?
Very few get shipped right now because they just got here. They just got to Gloucester.
Not fattening up the way
they got to fatten up. But the good thing is...
So they're domestic until the fat really gets
the
there.
Seiners, the draggers, all the bait. Killers are not allowed to fish right now,
yeah.
So we got that on our side.
Last month I was in Tokyo and went to the Toyosu Fish Market, and we posted a YouTube video on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and some video that I took on the floor. And the fish that were getting the highest dollar there were fish, they said, from Northern Ireland. Is that the same fish you're catching?
It's the same fish.
Yeah.
All the fish over here are the same.
Uh-huh.
The ones where you get, these fish here do not travel to where we are. They don't go through, so.
But the fish, it was interesting, and I'll show you pictures later. The fish that was getting the big dollars in the bluefin were frozen solid, gilled and gutted, and then the tail section cut off, but
it's frozen
solid, yeah.
When the Japanese, after auction, they bid on fresh fish.
Yeah.
Right away they freeze them.
Uh-huh.
Right away they freeze these fish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tuna.
Oh, hundreds.
On the floor. Hundreds and hundreds of,
like,
as far as you
can cordwood.
Say. Yeah, exactly.
And that's,
and
that's every single day.
Every day.
Every day.
Wow.
And there's five different auctions.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Some of them have real, real big ones, like 600 pounds, 700 pounds. That's like in Sapporo.
Yeah.
Because there's different markets.
Different
that's
markets.
That's why we have a broker.
Mm-hmm.
It's his job to figure out where that fish should go on that day.
This particular fish is going to do the best in that market, so we'll send it there. But the next one might go, this one's smaller. They're going to get a higher dollar amount if we send it to that one.
Yeah, they could say, okay, Australia just shipped 500 pen fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
so
know?
When your guy says, I can get you $16 for this fish, how realistic is that?
We end up with half that.
Okay.
We
but how realistic is that figure that they're
it's an average
for?
Of what they think they can get
based
for
on
that fish that day.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Fun for
but
the show. But
we
not.
Also have to take out the shipping.
Yeah.
Air freight.
Yeah.
Which has got to be a couple grand for a plane ticket for
a
600-pound tuna.
Yeah.
Right?
You
and
gotta
a crate.
Pay for the guy, right?
You got to pay for the coffin, the ice, and the pack, and the ship, and the truck to the airport.
Yeah.
And then 25% auction house costs, and then you got to pay the dealer his 10%.
Yeah.
And then you get the crumbs that'll
so you, it's about half. So
right.
If you get 16, you're getting a half.
Right. Yeah. Back to the boat, we
back
call
to the
it.
Boat.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
And out of that, you got to take all your expenses out and then pay your mate.
Yeah.
And you get about $2.
Yeah.
No, that's why you need to catch them day in and day out.
Sure.
That's why we want that big money dollar fish.
Sure.
Like 3 years ago, I go to 4702 back to the boat.
What?
4702 back to the boat.
$47 a pound.
Yeah.
So that fish went for $80 plus a pound?
Like 70-something, I think.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I still... Here it is.
Awesome.
I still have the text from the fish pile. Look at.
Good morning, Paul. Congratulations. 457 pounder sold for 15,000 yen. Returns $47.02 per pound equals $21,489.
Wow.
That was the text I got.
That's a good fish to
get. In the morning.
That's a good way to wake up.
That, yeah. I woke up. I seen the text and I got it. And I was like, no way. I was shaking.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
A good one for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
G'day, folks. Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts. Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this
race? Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, boys, mind your manners. Mike Lum is on the line.
Boss is on the line.
Yeah. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you setting up yet?
Well, some are. I'm still en route, but I'm going to be there shortly. I was listening to the show, and sounds fantastic listening on the app in my car.
Fantastic.
Cool.
The Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, right through my Bluetooth through the radio.
John, download that thing. You can listen.
Work great. Hey, one thing I wanted to mention about tonight, I wanted to make sure everybody understood, this is open to anybody that wants to come. You don't have to be fishing tomorrow to come to this reception tonight. So by all means, we want you to come over and meet the captains and have a great time with us. So please don't overlook that. And Pete, something I wanted to mention, it's small, but I think it's fun. You know, we had a very successful Reel a Week sales period, thanks to Let's Talk Hookup and others. And I held back 100 tickets that we did not sell just for tonight. And what we're going to do with those, we created a raffle board. And there's only 60 spots on the raffle board. And anybody that wants to buy a Reel a Week ticket for $25, they'll obviously be entered into to the drawings. But after we get the board filled, we're going to select two winners off the board, and those two people are going to win 20 tickets apiece. That's $500 worth of tickets. And we're going to give away two winners, and that will finalize the last 100 Reel a Week tickets that we've been hanging on to. And I just want to mention that in case, so everybody doesn't lose track of that tonight in all of the, activity. Howard Coolidge is going to be walking around with the board. So,
wow, that sounds
interested
like a
in that,
great
yeah.
deal. That
yeah, you get a ticket. You just buy a ticket, and you get entered into that. You could win 20 more.
Wow, a lot going on. Okay, so you can buy a ticket at CaptainRollos.org, $30, and
no.
it gets you, right?
No. This is strictly tonight.
No. I'm talking about the event.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For
yes,
the event.
Yes.
Buy a ticket at CaptainRollos.org to come to the event, and then you can buy a ticket on the board.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
and,
now let me ask you, Mike, you don't buy a ticket at CaptainRollos.org and you walk up, are we going to let them in?
Yes, absolutely. We're trying to avoid that line tonight, so buying it in advance and letting us know you're going to be there is definitely helpful. But if you don't do that and at the last minute decide that you want to come, then that's what you do. Just show up and we'll take care of you. And you can join in the festivities. It's going to be a great, great evening.
And I can't remember all the different food. I know sushi on a roll. Jeff will be there with some bluefin tuna, right?
Sushi on a roll is going to be there. And Fisherman's Processing is going to not only be serving up some of their smoked fish, but Sean has made some pokey. He's bringing that fresh-made pokey. So he's going to be serving that. We got the guys at Traeger Grills, and they're cooking a bunch of stuff. We've got Ponce's Mexican restaurant who's coming, and he's going to be doing tacos. And there's a couple other things. I think Dana Landing has got their own Traeger going.
Yeah,
I
think they're
famous
tri-tip sandwiches.
Those
yeah.
are so good.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of food, and of course Alpine Beer Company is providing all of the beer, and there'll be refreshments and sodas and water and whatnot, all included for the $30. That's
wow.
a pretty good deal.
That's
wow.
so cool.
It's going to be a great night, 4 o'clock today at Dana Landing. It's a new venue, and it's going to be really, really fun. And, Mike, the work you've done is just unbelievable. Of course, Don from Ann's and Knives will be there showing off his things,
oh,
and he's donated those.
I'm glad you mentioned that. The raffle ticket packages are amazing. If you buy $200 worth of raffle tickets, which after you see the raffle, you're going to want to buy $200 worth of tickets. You get an Anza fillet knife free.
$100 fillet knife.
Get out of here, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course, you guys already talked about the Maui Jim promotion. If you buy $350 worth of tickets, you get your choice of any of the Maui Jim glasses that Mike has there, and you wear them home.
Wow. This is so cool.
That's so cool. Well, Mike, it's going to be a great night. Mike Lum, 4 o'clock today. Do you get to go fishing, Mike, by the way?
I am going to go. I'm going to get on the Liberty, and hope I don't jinx them because I haven't been the last couple of years. But I'm going to go out and see if I can catch one of these tuna.
There you go. And you know what? Paul says you guys are not going to win because he says they're taking it on the
But again, line. I got to throw out there, that's not the boat Maui Mikey's going on, so there is a shot.
Oh.
It's like a balancing act.
All right. We'll see what happens. All right, Mike Lum, we'll see you tonight at Dana Landing, 4 o'clock today. Appreciate all your efforts and all you do for Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, what we affectionately call Friends of Rallo, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's dying to talk to Paul. Why don't we jump right back into the phones and talk to Mike, who's calling us from Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just spend a little time on a bucket out here. We got doves in the year round, so I thought I'd look at you and kill a few doves.
That's a good way to be, buddy.
My question is for Paul. Paul, what kind of connections do you use with your hooks? Is that a crimp or are you tying something?
We use all crimps because you can't tie the 180-pound test. I mean, some people, if they get real shy, they'll go to a 100-pound test. That's probably the max that they'll tie a knot in. The 180 is just so hard to tie. You know, it's too bulky. Yeah. So we all use the crimp.
All right.
Got it.
Very good, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to John. He's calling us from Upland. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up, John?
Yeah. Hey, well, this question actually is for Rick. I'm going on the extended trip, day and a half trip on the Tomahawk, July the 7th. And I have a Telica 20 that needs to have line put on. And I also need to set up my flatfalls for flatfall fishing. But being that the boat leaves at 11 o'clock, will there be enough time in the morning to go to fishermen's? And
actually, if you're on the extended, it leaves at 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah.
So my question is, will there be enough time if I get to when fishermen's opens to have the line put on my reel and then my flatfall set up.
Well, John, we open at 4:30 in the morning, so no question, but you definitely don't need that much time. I mean, that is what we do for a living, and our guys are really fast and really good at it. If you got that reel to us with an hour or, you know, if it's a real busy day, like if it's a Friday or something you're leaving, maybe give us 2 hours. We can take care of all that for you. New Spectre load to the top, flat fall leader, swap hooks out, all that kind of stuff for you. We definitely don't need all day. We'll get you knocked out, no problem at all.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Okay, you got it. How about we talk to Sean, calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Sean.
There? Looks like we might have lost Sean. How about we try
Ed in Olympia? Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Hey, I thought I'd share an article in the Real News. I used to live in San Diego. But anyways, this is from the Oregon Department of Fishing and Wildlife. And the article starts out, and I believe this is the second round that they've done this. Top of the article is Lion Kill Help. In late April, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife whacked 27 repeat offenders, California sea lions, in the Willamette River, and the benefit to the salmon and steelhead were almost instantaneous.
Yeah, you know, that has been a good thing that they're doing that, is that they're finally addressing this issue, that they've been wiping out endangered salmon and steelhead runs pesky sea lions, and they're finally doing something about it, and it's helping. It's turning it around. So that's good news. Now if they can only do something down here.
Yeah, bring that idea down to La Jolla for
indeed.
A while.
Ed, thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Carrie, calling us from San Diego. Hi, Carrie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi. How's it going?
Great.
Morning, Carrie.
Morning. I have a question for Paul. What is the most surprising difference in the equipment and techniques of bluefin fishing out of Gloucester versus what you've experienced here out of San Diego?
Good question.
That is a good question. See, the main thing is that we use all big, heavy gear. And what you guys do down here is more of a sport. What we do down there, what we do in Gloucester is more commercial. Like, we're going out to fill the boat with meat, you're, to sell.
To make a living.
To make a living at it. You guys here are going out to sport fish and have fun and actually game the fish. You're fighting the fish with light line. When you see us break a fish off, that fish is swimming 50 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
So
These are big
so
fish.
Much, yeah, the fish we catch, like, I was just showing a couple pictures around. I mean, the fish we catch, you know, average between 400 and 800 pounds.
Oh.
Average.
Oh, my God.
That's an average size.
That's the average size.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's a big one?
A big one's, like, probably, you know, between 950, 900, right around there. That's a nice big fish.
That's awesome.
Hey, that's a 120-inch fish.
That's a big fish.
Yeah.
Carrie, you're a fan of Wicked Tuna?
I am, if you can't tell.
You know what Paul was telling us is that you said 70% of your fan base is women. Women. It's just...
Really?
Yeah. How about that, huh?
Who's your favorite on the show, Carrie?
National Geographic did the study because years ago they put out... It was season 4. They put out some comments under each captain, and they said actually 80% of the fan base was women.
Interesting.
And they said from 32 to 47.
Wow.
That's cool.
Indeed. Are you coming tonight, Carrie?
Yeah, both my husband and I are coming.
Fantastic.
Oh, right on, Carrie.
All right.
Cool.
Well, you'll be able to meet Paul and have a good time talking with him. I appreciate your call this morning. Thanks very much.
That was
much.
A great
appreciate
question,
that.
Too.
That was
Thank
a great
you.
Question. Thank you very much. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete, Ed, Rick, and who are your guests again?
You know some guy named Mike Battistoni? You ever know him?
Hi, Mikey. How are you?
Hey, Bart. Good. How you doing?
You know, Paul and Mike, it's really great to hear your voices, and that's you know, I know Mike just called in, but I'm just sitting here. I was actually working out in the pool, listening. I have my app, you know, and I had to take the app to the pool, Pete. I'm sitting here listening.
Fantastic.
And I'm so excited to see you guys tonight at the event.
You're coming down.
Absolutely. I'm coming. Jenny's coming, too. We're
fantastic.
We're kind of packing up here and getting ready to come down and looking forward to it. But I think somehow we need to get some sort of side bet going. Like the largest bluefin between Paul and Dane. I mean, can't we do that somehow?
It could happen.
I like your idea, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll figure it out when we get there tonight.
There you go. You like that, Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally. Between me and Dave.
Mono.
Personally.
Mono.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, I know you would be, buddy. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Good idea, Bart.
I like it, Bart.
I'm going to fish all night.
Yeah. All right, okay. Bart. Well, hey, thanks. Glad you're enjoying the show on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
I love it, and you guys sound great, and it's great to hear your voices, Paul and Mike, and we'll see you tonight.
Thank
you,
buddy.
Good to hear you.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Rick. He's calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Great.
I love Wicked Tuna, man. I can't wait for the next episode. And I love Paul.
Thanks, man.
I'm a big Pinwheel fan myself.
Ah, Tyler.
Yeah, but I got a question for Paul and a question for Mike. First, Mike, and I'll listen off there. Mike, do your Maui gems come in bifocals? Because I can't see anymore. And Paul, does the network kick you guys down some dough for appearing on the show?
Good questions. Mike, bifocals.
So there's when you say bifocals, it could
you're talking
mean,
about readers.
It could mean two things, exactly. It could mean readers or cheaters, which we do. They're called My Maui readers. And
I wear them every day.
Yeah, you can usually, we have a couple styles right now that are stock. The Ho'akipa, it's a sport model you can find in most stores in stock. And then the other one is it's a My Maui, it's a custom pair where you can take the majority of our styles and get them made. It adds $40 to the retail price, and you can get them at 1.5. Yep, just $40. Yeah. 1.5, 2.0, or 2.5.
And any style you want.
Most styles.
You can basically, if the lens you like doesn't come in the frame you like, My Maui, for an extra $40, you can put the readers in, you can make the custom style.
Yeah, for $40. Yeah, for $40 adds the reading power. Yeah, you can change the frame color and the lens color, so get it something custom, totally made.
Yeah.
And they're made,
I mean, they're sometimes made as quick as 1 day, 1 to 3 days at our lab back in Peoria, Illinois, and they'll ship back to the store to pick them up. But a lot of the stores don't stock those, so you just got to have, you just ask, they'll make it for you. They'll order for you.
All right, so Paul, the big question, you doing this for money or what?
All right, don't quit your day job. That's my first saying. Okay, we do this for a living. And they come along with us and film us. We're in season 9 going into it. Of course, after a few years. When we first started, we got nothing.
Got nothing?
Well, they didn't know if it was going to happen.
Yeah,
they didn't,
sponsorships,
you know, look,
and stuff.
We're going to try this and see what happens.
But now being the most successful show.
The first year, they gave us $250.
For the whole year?
For an episode.
Per episode.
So for $2,500 for a year.
For a year.
Of filming. Of constant.
And having to, like,
do this again, do that again,
right.
Say this again, say it now, say this.
Yeah.
You know, wear this and say it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're making a couple dollars, but I would not quit my job.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Yeah.
I still need the fish money at the end of the day.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's afforded you to be able to buy a nicer boat.
I can come here on vacation, like I'm not home right now.
Right.
Grinding it out.
Sitting out there grinding out, you know, hoping a fish comes by.
Right.
Because I'm starving.
Right.
But it also gives me opportunity to meet good people like you guys and sponsors.
Link up with great sponsors.
And do good things for charitable organizations like Cat Morales.
Exactly. It has opened doors for the better.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for your call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way, including finding out who's winning Paul's favorite pair of Maui Jims. We're giving away a pair of Barrier Reefs. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookout on 97.3 The Fan.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner of Paul's favorite pair of Maui Jims, the Barrier Reefs with that great bronze HCL lens. That's going to Mike calling us from out in Phoenix this morning. pays to download the app and be able to listen to the show out of town.
Yes, indeed it does.
Mike's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jims.
Yeah, we never got a chance to talk about Kingfisher Charters.
Ah, well, we will have to talk about it next week. It was an incredible trip, great fishing, great photos. You can see a lot of photos on all of our social media accounts, Facebook and Instagram both, and we'll give you a great full wrap up next week.
Yeah, a lot
week.
Of big black cod.
It was an awesome trip.
Whoa,
great
king
halibut
salmon.
Fishing, excellent kings. Limits of black cods. It was as good of a trip as we've ever had. Great weather, the service as always, super first rate. It was awesome.
Nothing better than Kingfisher.
Nobody
Charters.
Does it better.
They are amazing. They're, as Dave said yesterday, they're a well-oiled machine.
Yep. We'll give the full report next week.
Yeah, and if you want to go with us next year, dates are up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page, June 14th through 18th. I'll be there. Ricky will be there.
Can't wait.
And we're going to have some fun, so you better join us, but book early. It's our most popular trip that we do, so now is not too early to book at kingfishercharters.com or just give them a call.
Can't wait. And somehow you got on the cycle of good weather now, so it's a peak good weather year that's coming.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's on.
Indeed. Paul, looking forward to having you today at 4 o'clock at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. That's going to be fun.
Very excited.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Thank you for taking the time to come out here and do this. We really appreciate it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, Mike, thanks to you and Maui Jim for all you do, the huge sponsorship you give us here at Let's Talk Hookup. It's much appreciated. All the glasses that you guys give away, just fantastic. We very much appreciate it.
You're
very
proud of
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, and you'll be there tonight, and you guys are then going fishing.
Everybody works hard to keep this thing going. Like Mike Lum and all them.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone works really, really hard to keep this thing going.
Yeah.
So thanks to you guys, too.
Of course.
For promoting
it
and being around and doing this. Everyone that has their hand in it, thank you very
much.
And
be sure to watch Wicked Tuna on Nat Geo,
which is playing all day long today.
All day long. There you go.
Again.
And
marathon.
Then next Saturday and Sunday, hey, the three of us will be in Hawaii and Kona at the big Marlin tournament there, sponsored by Maui Jim. But Rick and Corey will be here next Saturday with Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris will be here. And then next Sunday, Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica will be here. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Jordan and Adam for all you guys do. And thanks for listening to 97.3 The Fan and Let's Talk Hookup.